Hello everyone, this is Eric, and I'm going to be talking about dependency properties. So it's kind of curious, if you've ever poked around the framework library, you've seen the framework objects that have these weird sort of properties. You see a call in a class that's dependencyproperty.register, right? It's a little weird. And if you look at the property itself, you see that instead of getting and setting sort of traditional CLR fields, what they're doing is they're calling get value or set value. Why is this? Why would this be necessary? Because it seems like it's sort of weird and it's a little bit obtuse and gets in the way sometimes, especially if you're new to the framework. Well, it turns out that sometimes the framework needs to change properties, right? Sometimes on their own objects, and sometimes you'll need to do this for your own objects. Now, whenever the framework changes properties, right, a couple of examples of this would be, say you want to do animations, right? The framework is going to be completely responsible for coming along and changing that property at intervals, or also, say, data binding. Whenever your objects change, say, it's important that the framework be able to find and change your property. By registering the properties this way, it makes it a little weird because they don't look like CLR properties. But the tremendous sort of advantage here is that the framework knows about all these properties. It can store them and it can come along very quickly. There's no reflection required. And it can change those properties whenever there's a data binding event or whenever there's an animation or whenever it needs to change them. And so you're going to use these dependency properties in your own objects in an analogous sort of way. You can just have a plain old CLR field and you can change that from XAML, but the moment you need to do data binding, the moment you need to target that property with an animation, you're going to have to go ahead and implement the dependency property with the same sort of approach, dependency property.register, you pass it some information, and then when you actually declare the property, you use the strange sort of getters and setters like you find in the framework. I hope that helps. Dependency properties, they look a little weird, but it turns out the reason they're there is a very good one. And it also turns out that after you have just a little bit of practice, it's easy enough to add dependency properties to your own objects and then animate those as well. So thanks for listening.